This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Marlon Williams has had a big year. 2018 winner of Best Music Video, Best Solo Artist and Album of the Year at the New Zealand Music Awards, and an APRA Silver Scroll winner. Next year, he has a live album coming out, and he'll be touring New Zealand in February and March. Ian Turner from Garden of Sound on Plains FM had a quick chat with him while he had a bit of free time.
You are an exceptional talent, and from what I've seen on YouTube and online, you seem very relaxed and self-assured. But I've read somewhere recently that you're feeling more and more comfortable as an artist and songwriter now. I mean, what was writing and performing like in the early days for you? I mean, going all the way back to Unfaithful Ways.
Well, in hindsight, it seems very naive and very, very trite, my songwriting and my general approach to music back then. But that's not fair, you know, I was just a kid.
So tell me about your science teacher. How did that come about? Was he just looking for a band to join in with?
He was looking for a band. We were looking for a drummer.
Yeah.
He was actually the second science teacher we had as a drummer. We went through two members of the Christchurch Boys High School Science Department faculty in our tenure of drummers in the Unfaithful Ways. Weirdly enough, yeah.
I want you to tell me about December 31st, 2017. Now, I know that A, it's New Year's Eve, and B, it's your birthday. I want to talk about New Year's resolutions. Did you plan to win 3 New Zealand Music Awards and the Silver Scroll this year?
That's exactly what I asked the gods for, yeah. I said, I have three, two, and one scroll. No, I absolutely had no, I didn't even make one. I don't think. I can't remember. If I did, I didn't stick to it.
For the New Zealand Music Awards, at least, you were away touring, and you've thanked your road warriors, which begs the question, do you prefer recording or live? If you had to choose one to do for the rest of your life, which would it be?
Oh, recording, for sure. It's, it would afford me the opportunity to just make new music all the time, and that would be great. But, I mean, no one would listen to it because I wouldn't be out playing and supporting the songs. So I don't know if it would work, but if I had to choose, that would be it.
Which leads me on to choosing Noah Georgeson, who produced Make Way for Love. How did him as a choice come about?
Initially through two albums made by an incredible Welsh songwriter named Kate Le Bon that he'd engineered and produced, and those two albums, Mug Museum and Crab Day, that came out in last year and the year before, just had me completely bewitched, and found out that it was this guy Noah Georgeson, and then saw that he'd made all these albums for Devendra Banhart, who I really enjoy, and a whole bunch of other acts that I love, and I just was really drawn to his sound, and was lucky enough that he wanted to get on board with the project.
I've noted in some of his stuff, and perhaps even Nobody Gets What They Want Anymore, there are some discordant or perhaps perfect imperfections in there. Is he inclined to sort of leave those jangly discordant chords in there during the production process?
Yeah, most of the tonality of Nobody Gets What They Want Anymore, I came to with him, you know, those awful augmented fourths at the end of the song, but he's got a really good sense of taste, which is basically what a producer is, you know, it's a taste maker. It's like what tastes good, what tastes bad, and he made a lot of really nuanced decisions across the album that are testament to that fact.
I have to ask, in the video for that song, were you wearing a footy jersey of some sort?
Oh, I was wearing a North Melbourne Kangaroos AFL jersey.
It was. I was wondering who you barracked for, and it was AFL. Okay, so I want to move on to the tour next year, and this is the biggest headline you've done throughout New Zealand. You're in Christchurch on the 3rd of May. possibly you're too young, but have you got a memorable gig in Christchurch, perhaps one at the Town Hall that you headed along to as a youngster?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, I spent all of my primary and secondary school years with, you know, that was my first real taste of live gigging as a schoolboy doing school stuff. And then I remember going along and seeing Anika Moore with the Christchurch Symphony.
Wow.
With my mum when I was about 12, and just was, you know, the way that room is, and of course I'm a big fan of Anika's songwriting, and the way it, not just the way that felt in that room, was really great. You know, I've got so many fond memories of the Town Hall, and, you know, Samuel Warren's beautiful, yeah, the beautiful architecture of that building, and I thought that I can go there and play an opening show of this, to reopen the hall, is, you know, a very emotional and wonderful, wonderful thing for me.
The tour is called Tūranga Waiwai. What does that mean? What does that word mean to you?
Yeah, well, Tūranga Waiwai means the place to stand. You know, it speaks to your sense of identity as relates to land and to place. And it's, you know, it's always had both a metaphorical and literal meaning for Māori. You know, it's,
yep,
geographically where I'm from, and you know, socially and spiritually, I guess. And but for me, it's sort of a slight joke, and then the Tūranga Waiwai tour, and my Tūranga Waiwai is anywhere where I'm on tour at the moment. So it's, yeah, it's a little bit tongue in cheek. Of course, it's New Zealand, so it's home too.
Speaking of tours, for those folks that caught you and Julia Deans in Christchurch playing at the Foundry, how is this show going to be different?
Well, you know, we wanted to to be honest, the Foundry wasn't my first choice of venue, but there's a lack of standing room venues in Christchurch at the moment of that sort of size. So we wanted to have a more lively show in that sense. And I think the next tour, it'll be more, it'll be a sit down show, and the energy will be different and more concentrated. But I guess that's the main difference. There'll be a bunch of new songs, but it should be good.
I guess you're also going to be supported by Don McGlashan, a Kiwi legend. How do you feel about you know, your star eclipsing his?
Well, I certainly, you know, it's, I don't think about it in that way, really. You know, I just feel very honoured that he's agreed to share a stage with me. You know, I've been a big fan of his work for a long time, and he continues to make great music, continues to maintain his integrity as a songwriter and as a musician on the New Zealand musical landscape. So it's nothing short of an honour to do it.
And what drew you to Emily Fairlight as your other supporting artist?
Well, I've known Emily for a long time, since I was a teenager. I played one show with her in my life when I was in The Unfaithful Ways, and we played a show at Mighty Mighty. And she just made a really incredible album. So, it's going to be a really celebratory time. It's a real blessing to be able to share the stage with friends and musical heroes.
Now, talking about stars, I have to ask. I sat up when I was watching the movie and said, "That's Marlon Williams in A Star Is Born." I want to ask, were you familiar with Brandy Carlile before the movie?
In a very loose sense, yeah. I'd heard Dolly Parton cover a song, and I was like, "Oh, this woman's a really interesting and incredible songwriter." And then, you know, sort of investigated further, and then got to meet her on set, and she was, yeah, was a big fan of my work, which was really nice. So we
apparently, yeah, as was Bradley Cooper, as the news stories go.
Yeah,
look, you've got a live album coming out next year, and you're going to record another studio album. Obviously, in your past, you sang a lot of choir music. Now, we've got artists back in the day, such as Jeff Buckley, who've recorded work by Benjamin Britten. Are we ever going to see you singing any choral music?
Any art songs?
Yes.
I certainly hope so. I'd be disappointed with my with myself if I'd reached the end of my life without having done that.
And what about any music and or songs in Te Reo?
Well, the same, exactly the same. By the same token, I just need to get my Te Reo up to scratch so I can, you know, communicate properly.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much for speaking to us today, Marlon. Certainly hope that our tour goes well.
Thank you very much.